I love you. I love you. I love you. Things may not go the way I wanted it to be. Things may not be as palatable as I pray for it, but Lord, I am still here. I know there's a better tomorrow. I know there's something better coming. Just let us appreciate him. Let's give him praise this morning. Let's just honor him this morning. He is God by himself. Just give him praise. Give him glory. Give him praise. Give him glory. Just talk to him. I just talk to him freely. Freely, like a man would talk to his girlfriend or a husband talk to his wife or wife talk to his loved one and say, Lord, I just love you. I just love you. Over these children you have given to me, I just love you. Over this, my loved one, I just love you. Just talk to him this morning. Just give him praise this morning. Just give him glory. Just talk to him. Express to him. Express love to him. Lord, I just love you. Baba, I just love you. Jehovah, I just love you. I just love you. Oh, I may not be the way I want to be, but I am here. I just say, Lord, thank you. I just say, Lord, thank you. I just say, Lord, thank you. Just appreciate him this morning. Just give him praise. Give him this money. Give him praise this morning. Give him praise this morning. Tell him how much it means to you. Tell him how much it means to you this morning. Just give him praise. 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 Oh God, we worship you. Maleke to bregede. Le baroto kosho gede gede gede. He bregede. One has failed you. People you never expected will fail you have failed. But he's the one that matters. Just talk to him. Tell him, Lord, it is me and you in this boat. It is you. I will make room for two. Just me and you, Jesus. Just me and you, Jesus. People I depend upon has failed me. People I think will help me have failed. But Lord, you have never failed. You have never abandoned me. Just talk to him this morning. Talk to him. The goodness he has shown you, the mercy he has shown you, the glory he has shown you, how he has not abandoned you when everybody deserted you, when nobody thinks you will ever make it, he still believes in you. When nobody thinks you will matter in life, he still believes you. Just give him praise, give him glory. Give him praise, give him glory. Give him praise, give him glory. Likukatum brakoto, ikikatum brakato, le protokede. Just appreciate this good God this morning. 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 Just give him praise this morning. Give him glory this morning. Maku brakoto, eliketum brakada, le bredede, ibregede, ibaradagada. Just give him praise, give him glory. Give him praise, give him glory. Yes, Lord, we worship you. Yes, Lord, we worship you. Yes, Lord, we worship you. Meliki timbrada. Ibre koto yegede gede. Ibre dede. La baro toke shigede. Ibre dede. Ikaka koto gede. Ibre dede. Ibrada kashigede. Ibre tekete gede gede gede. Just appreciate this good God. Appreciate this good God. He's been nice to you. Hey. In Jesus' name we pray. Please, I want you to thank God this morning. You know, I woke up, I begin to think of a lot of things. There's this young boy, I think I mentioned it in this church before. When his father died, he was only 3. A family adopted him. Went to the university, already graduated, he already served. And then they already got him a school in UK. They paid for his master's. This is the adopted family. All of a sudden, he took the brand new car of the man that had adopted him. And on the street of Abuja, he was doing 180 miles an hour. Boom! He made me enter into a ditch, straight into the ditch. The engine, everything scattered. This guy burnt to death. When they told the mom said, it's not possible. This is the only hope we have. There's somebody who has been sending us money, despite the fact that he has not started working. He already promises what he will do if he gets to London. Now they are talking of where do we bury him. I want you to look back and thank God. We say, oh, he does stupid things. How many of us have done some stupid things? You just saw the road free. You just press it. Let me go quickly. You see tiny corner, the tiny space. Let me just march, go quickly to this space. Or even the children. I remember I was in secondary school and I came on holiday in Lagos. And they were just building FESTAC. Building FESTAC. My brother's son, Tunde, he will go to the first step, jump onto the sand. Go to the next step, jump onto the sand. It was fun. So I joined him. I said, I'm your big brother. I went to the fourth one. As I jumped, I landed on a stone. Landing on the sand wouldn't have injured me. That leg, I could not walk for like 4 weeks. All the secret open. I want you to just thank God. Thank God for these children. You don't know some silly things they do while you are not there. You don't know friends they go out with at a risk, the uncalculated risk. Just give praise to it. Just thank him that I am not here this morning. And some people are consoling me. Some people are talking to me. But people are saying, no, don't worry. It will be okay. When they know that it will not be okay, just appreciate God who has not put tears of sorrow, tears of sadness in your face. Just thank him this morning. Appreciate this good God. This money. I appreciate this good God this money. I appreciate this good God this money. Mako Morokoto Kete, he brada yegede, he is God by himself. Le Borotoko Shogede, he bredegede, Makatin Dayebebe, he brekosho legede. Just appreciate him, appreciate him, appreciate him, appreciate him, appreciate him, appreciate him. In Jesus' majestic name, we worship. We are here. It's a warfare prayer we are praying today. And I want people to really pray. Somebody, all of us, we need to pray. And I will explain to the younger ones that may not understand it. Three times I had it in the middle of the night and I woke up like somebody is talking to me. And I will stand up and I will pray. I don't know, with the cold, my house was extremely warm. I don't know what went into wrong. I have to put on fan. I was still not sleeping. It was so hard for me. But three times, he said, the Ashogun to Tikpelara, the garment of battle that has been long on you. I'm going to explain. You know, not all of us plan life to be like this. So. Hallelujah. When God was releasing me to my mom, I never know I would not enjoy fatherhood. You understand what I'm saying? I didn't know that my father would die when I was four. Hallelujah. So I grow up running around mommy alone with father not there. Is that not battle? Is that not battle? I grow up when it comes to decisions, marital decisions, school decisions, career decisions, I took it myself. Is that not battle? Children, you see to your mom, this is the course I want to do. Your mom says, have you considered it? Hey, yeah, yeah. And I don't like that. It's great, so. As that young man at the back there, you know, when you come to a country like this and they load everybody with money, and you come, the money they give you cannot last 1 week. And that 1 week, you have not gotten a job. And you are thinking, where will I get my dinner? If I is not dinner, how will I survive this week? It is garment of battle, long time garment. You are going to cry to God. Eh? You are going to cry to God. Lord, let this garment catch fire. Hallelujah. Life can be sweet, too. Every time I look at people and I look at, say, look at Obama, only two girls. Imagine the enjoyment those girls have, and they will still be complaining that they are not free. Okay, let's leave Obama because he's a politician. What a big gate. No restriction. Only one daughter. Imagine I'm the only daughter of big gate. No, I mean, I don't know how, I think. All this stupidity Harry is doing up around, running around with women up and down. If it's an ordinary pekin like me, will he try it? Is there any hundreds of million pounds every year? How will you not misbehave? You are going to cry to God. Lord, I am tired of this garment of this battle garment on me. Let it catch fire today. Lord, anything that will not make me to be free tomorrow, any garment of retrogression, every garment of delay, let it catch fire today. I want us to open our mouth and pray for ourselves. I want you to pray for yourself. Every garment, every old battle garment, every old battle garment of me, every garment that was handed over to me by my parents, every garment of delay, every garment of denial, every battle garment that is already hold upon me, Lord, my Father, let it end today. Let it end today. Every battle, every whole time garment, every battle that I was born into, that I'm growing up with, that is still on me. Let the garment catch fire. 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 Old time garment, Watu garment. Garment of war, garment of delay, garment of everything that is causing me not to smile. Lord, let the garment catch fire. Let that garment catch fire. In Jesus' name we pray. Can you pray this prayer? In 1 Kings 18, verse 43, I want you to look at this. Elijah is the one who said there will be no rain for 3.5 years. No rain, no dew. When he wanted the rain to come, rain refused. Eh? Have you known where you wanted, you out of anger, something is released. And you want to withdraw it, you can't withdraw it anymore. The Bible said, and said to his servant, go now, look up to the sea. And he went up and looked, and there is nothing. And he said, go again 7 times. Ah, he just speak it, oh, and the sea obeyed. Because listen, scientists said, the sea contribute to rain for me. Abi? There's evaporation or whatever they call it, and it forms cloud and it becomes rain. But the sea add on to the first word and will not release the rain. Give me verse 44. When it comes, where you will know the sea is the one that go again. And it came to pass the seventh time that he said, behold, there arise a little cloud out of where? Of the sea. Marine power, marine kingdom. He said, he arise out of the sea like a man's hand. And he said, go. If there's a little breakthrough, there will be bigger breakthrough. And that's what I want to say to somebody this morning. So far, you have this small breakthrough in your life. Bigger breakthrough is coming. Better breakthrough is coming. Fulfillment is coming. Fulfillment is coming. In the name of Jesus, you are going to pray. Say with me, my Father, my Father. My Father, my Father. Every gate of the sea that has closed against my ray, every gate of the sea that has closed against my breakthrough, open up now. Open your mouth and pray for yourself. Open up every every gate of the sea, every gate in the sea that has locked my breakthrough, that has locked my opening, oh God, I release fire that they will open now. I command her as I have spoken to my God. Oh, you see, release what belongs to me. Release what belongs to me. Release it right now. Release it right now. Everything that has held me down, everything that has delayed me, release it now. Release it now. Release it now. Makakuta lekoto kete ibrekoto yekete kete. Pray for yourself. Oh, you see, let me go. Oh, you see, let me go. Every household enemy, every household enemy, malikete kete kete ibrekete kete ibarada da 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 ibrekete kete kete. Pray for yourself this morning. Pray for yourself this morning. Malakoto ekoto kete ibrekete mada da 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 da. Everywhere that is holding on to my breakthrough, that is holding on to my lifting, release me and let me go. 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 He bala da 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 da. He break it again. In Jesus' name we pray. If you look at this scripture, and he said, go up, say to Aaron, prepare thy chariot and get it done that the rain stop the north. Which means they want to go somewhere they could not go without the rain. You are going to pray. You are going to pick three prayer points from here. You are going to pray. Whatever I have said that the enemy is holding against me. Because Elijah said there will be no rain at my voice. So when he wanted the rain, I just said, but you said there will be no rain. Why are you asking for the rain now? Eh? You know, when you are angry, to hell with everything, I don't want again. You know, when you are, exactly when children are throwing tantrum. When I say children, including us, we are all children. You know, we are throwing tantrum. You just throw tantrum. I don't do against that. I am tired. God, why you doing me this? I hope some, if you have CCTV in your hands and your CCTV to catch what you are saying and you listen to it, not only will you laugh, you'll be ashamed of yourself. Every one of us throw tantrum. But the enemy had done to the tantrum. Elijah just said, out of anger, that situation could be controlled without stopping the rain. That situation could be, how many of you parents have gotten angry? I was telling somebody, I said some marriage doesn't work because of the anger of the parent. The moment they saw the girl, what will you do with this woman? You went all out. This is the only thing you see. And they will condemn. Now when that voice they spoke at the past begin to act, the enemy had not doing it. It will now be accusing you. You say it will not work. Why are you now saying it will work? Or even it is you say, me marry you. You know how women talk to men. Exactly when they don't have money. You don't know your level. If it is just me and you end it too, and you didn't speak of negativity. To the household enemy, they are keeping record. You see, that is where this country is better than Nigeria. No teacher is born well to look at a child and say, you cannot do well. Even if they have learning disability, they will still be supporting them. They'll be encouraging them, say, oh, you can do better. Nigeria, even if you are the best, the teacher will call you and tell you. But do you know what power is going to it? When he look at it and say, you cannot amount to anything. How many mothers have even said to it? I told you, see, you judge me. That's the day at the wash plate. You will not wash plate. You can't amount to anything. Do you know what is holding it? The release word of Elijah. When it was answered, it was a miracle. When he said there will be no rain, it was a miracle. So when you release the word, it looked like an answered prayer. But when you want the reverse, it could not be reversed. I want us to cry to God. Every careless word that has been released against me by my parents, let's start from there. Every careless word, every negative word that has been released against me by my parent when I was growing up, oh God of heaven, oh God, erase it with your blood. Erase it with your blood this morning. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. That is the gate of problem in our life. That is the beginning of problem in our life. Every careless talk, every negative talk by our parent over our life while we are growing up, oh God, erase it by your blood. Erase it by your blood. Add to it every negative word I have released over my own life. Everywhere I have said I am tired. I cannot do this. Open your mouth. Just pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Just pray for yourself. Every negative word, every ungodly word that I have released, that announce old enemy, that announce enemies holding against me. Oh God, my Father. Oh God, my Father. Erase it by your blood. 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 Malike tekede. He bred again. He barada da da da. He bred kosher again. Baruto kede kede. He bada da 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 da. He break it in. He break it in. In Jesus' name we pray. You are going to pray. Every witness is around me. I was telling one lady. I said, when you commit adultery, I said, the bed sheet is a witness. I said, the bed is a witness. The room itself is a witness. I said, because in Bible, there's what we call the animate and inanimate object, the witnesses. And so when we speak, there are objects around us. When you look at Baba Oyedepo and them, the way they thank God, cannot even allow them to say negative. They may be forced to do it, but it is not. Before they talk 10 words, they already say, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Father. So they have something to say thank you for. It's not a slogan, but it's their heart. When you wake up, it is complaint. What is wrong with this bed? Oh, my body is paining me, and I don't bought it. Oh, this bed, you know, you will not kill me. Oh, imagine if that bed has a voice. And you are coming back to it in the night to sleep again. No, let's just. God, see this stupid house I am living. Yeah, you complain. Do you know what is witnessing to it? Do you know what is witnessing to it? I want us to pray. Everything that has witnessed against my hero and is holding the hero against me. Please, I want us to pray this. Even your children, that they've seen your tantrum, they've seen you shout, yeah, and you don't mean it. It's not that you mean it. If you are from my hometown, I don't know where that stupid word come from. Calling somebody Oloriburu, that the head is not correct. And you see, they say it like 10 times a day. More than 10 times. It just flow. It just flow. They have never made one head though. And they are calling every head they see. Hallelujah. Father Lord, everything that has witnessed my negativity and is holding it against me, oh God of heaven, by your mercy, remove it this morning. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. By your mercy, remove it this morning. By your mercy, Lord, remove it this morning. By your mercy, Lord, remove it this morning. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Show me your mercy, Lord. Let your mercy remove this. Whatever I have done, I have said, that is standing against me. In Jesus' name we pray. We are still going back to this gate prayer. But I want somebody to lay hold on something today. I was reading the book of Joshua 18. Give me 18, 1 to 3. And Joshua was telling them, he said, the land has been subdued before you. I want to tell somebody, London is already prepared for you. London is already prepared for you. I want somebody to lay hold on what belongs to you. And the whole congregation of the children of Israel assembled together at Shiloh and set up the tabernacle of the congregation there. And the land was subdued before them. So the land has been subdued. This land has been subdued. Can I shock you? The day you got your visa, London was waiting for you. The land, when you enter it through, the land harass you. Can you lay hold? Give me verse 2. In verse 2, he says something. And there remained among the children of Israel seven tribes, which had not yet received their inheritance. How many tribes does Israel have? 12. Five has taken what belongs to them. He says seven have not received their own inheritance. That's why the fact that everything has been subdued. I can assure you with 1,000,000% of God's faith in me, everything you need in this land is available. Everything. Give me verse 3. Now look, I was saying, and Joshua said unto the children of Israel, how long are ye slack? To go and possess the land which the Lord your God has given to you. How long are you slack? Does another version say something different apart from slack? This one says, how long will you put off? So Joshua said to the people of Israel in verse 3, how long will you put off going in to possess the land the Lord, the God of your father, has given you? This one says slack. How long will you wait before you begin to possess the land? So it's been given. It's been subdued. It's just for you to take it. I was looking at this and I said, you can have 10 people who came to UK the same day, offered the same job opportunity, and in 2 years, you will see the difference in the 10. How long will you sit around putting off? How long will you sit around putting off? Somebody, you need to take it in the spirit realm. It will happen in the physical. When Elijah discovered that this rain is 3 years proclaimed, it's now 3.5 years that the rain has not come, he started praying. All of a sudden, out of the sea, the hand broke loose. It's like I saw a small cloud like a man's hand. So he saw the hand that broke through. You will break through today in the name of Jesus. We will still use this prayer as a last prayer point. But I want you to pray it now. So that when you pray it, then you will now be breaking every barrier. Because until you break some barrier, nothing happens. No. I was saying here on Thursday, Mordecai refused to leave the gate, even when he was blessed. until everything that the Jews were freed. That is when Mordecai left the gate. Because when you are at the gate, you control the door. Pastor, they said Mordecai sits at the gate. When Haman is passing by, the moment he sees his face, his countenance will change. Somebody woke up happy, singing, I am going, yes, I am. Immediately he see Mordecai, he said, this stupid man is here again. Everything will just disappear. Because if you go, if you don't control the gate, the door doesn't open. As this place is now, if the gate of this building have not been, if we don't open the gate, even if we open the, if I'm shouting here, there was a time I was in Bethany. I was in church praying. They have locked the gate. I was already started service. I was praying. But somebody was leaving the compound and he locked the gate. So the gate controlled the door. So we are going to deal with that. But you, I want you to pray. In this London, there is something for me. I have an inheritance here, Lord. I have financial inheritance here. I have houses here, Lord. I have business in this land. Oh, God of heaven, release my inheritance to me. Open your mouth and pray for yourself. I want you to pray for yourself. Lord, release my inheritance to me. Release my inheritance to me. I want you to just open your mouth. Others have taken their own, Lord. Lord, I'm ready. I'm ready for my own inheritance. I'm ready for my own children. I'm ready for my own husband. I'm ready for my own wife. I'm ready for my own stay. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. He said, why are you slack? Why are you sitting down? Not laying hold of what belongs to you. Cry to God, cry to God. Pray to God. Lord, I'm ready to take my own inheritance. I'm ready, oh God, to take my portion of the church. I'm ready to take my own portion of the blessing. I'm ready to take my own portion, oh God. I'm ready to take my own portion. Pray for yourself. It's time for me, Lord. I am ready for my own portion. If 5 have taken out of 12, Lord, I'll be number 6. I'll be number 6. I'm ready for my own portion. Cry to God. Lord, I'm ready for my own portion. I'm ready for what you have for me, Lord. I'm ready, Lord. Talk to God. I'm not ready to suffer what my father suffered. I'm not ready to suffer what my mother suffered. I'm ready for my own portion. Also pray, my children will not go through what I went through, that we have life easy. My children, we have life easy, oh God. Pray to God. Lord, I'm ready for my own portion. I'm ready for what you have ordained me to have, Lord. As a church, Lord, we are ready for our own cathedral, Lord. We are ready for our own land, our building, oh God, in the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Let's say, when you look at that scripture, you wonder at times, what is happening? Why we some have and some not have? Why? No, it's not half now. Because the Bible said they did not take it. It didn't say they did not have. So they gave them a portion, but they refused to take it. Have you not seen in church at times? Just in church, when somebody will do party and they bring rice, and somebody will do sakara or do yonga. I say, I don't want. It will form. It will get home. It will not realize. Ah! I will have taken that rice. So. Do you follow what I say? Has it happened to some people before? You know, I don't eat in party, generally. But at times, I will leave the party. Hunger will be angry. I say, is there any Lord that says I should not eat in that party? Do you follow what I'm saying? They did not take it. Maybe they were for me. Maybe they were doing shakara. I want you to pray, Lord. I am ready for my own portion. The Bible says every good and perfect gift comes from the Lord. And he giveth to every man accordingly. He gives to every man. When he says giveth to every man accordingly, means according to your request. According to your demand for it. There is nothing, listen to me, there is nothing on earth that God cannot give. For you to have it, he gave his only begotten son. I was breaking, I did a video of 10 minutes or so yesterday, and I was breaking down the gospel. The creation. God created everybody. And that's the problem. That's the devil. And Jesus' substitution. And then the redemption. So, the first step has been completed. So, why are we here not getting what belongs to us?
Say with me, my Father, my Father. My Father, my Father. As I pray this morning, I know everything that I need, everything that will make me happy, you are already releasing. I am here this morning to take my own portion. I am no more slack. I want to take my portion. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. Take your own portion. Take your own portion. Everything has been released by Jehovah. Take your own portion. Take your own portion. Some people have taken their own. That's why the Bible says, I said five people have taken. Five groups have taken. Why are you slack for your own? Take it by force. The Bible says, the kingdom of God suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. The kingdom of God is suffering violence, and the violent take it by force. Take what belongs to you. Take what you need from God this morning. Take what you need from God this morning. Take what you need from God this morning. Lay hold on what belongs to you. Tell God this morning, I am ready for my own portion. I'm ready for my breakthrough. I'm ready for my company. I'm ready for my new house. I am ready, oh God, for my financial breakthrough. Take what belongs to you. The land has been subdued. The earth has been subdued before you. Lay hold on it and take it. In Jesus' name we pray. For the third time on this prayer, you are going to pray, Lord, I am ready. Please pray it. We started by praying against the old garment of battle. Battle that you are born with. Battle that you cannot explain. Battle you cannot. How can you explain what happened to Esau? They born two twins. How will one twin? How will Taye be intelligent? How can they be dumb? If you have not seen, I have seen two identical twins that you cannot separate the two of them. You cannot identify the two of them. One will be extremely intelligent. One will be extremely dumb. We are how come? Why we is or sub Jacob? Some of you are going to pray, Lord, even if this is how I am wired. You know what Isaac told Jacob? He said, when you are tired, when you are tired. How many of us are tired like me? He said, when you are tired, we break this yoke off your neck. When Jacob was meeting Esau, seven times he bowed down. Submitting, returning all that belongs to him. Because somebody dared to be tired. And the Bible says, when Jacob was still trying to scheme, dividing his family into five groups, Esau came with 400 bodyguards. It's not easy to have 400 bodyguards. And all the children and worker that Jacob was carrying, they are not 200. And somebody came with 400 bodyguards because he was tired and he got it. You will get it today. Yeah. I met one of my friends, and when we're talking, he said, if you don't make it, it will be an error. I said, he said, apart from working hard, he said, you never use your mouth to declare that you will not make it. When we are the poorest, when our house in our street has no light, it's not that it doesn't have light too. It's because we don't have money to do the wiring. So we didn't do it. So there was no light. So we don't bother. One more day, is their problem. It's not our problem. We are used to our lantern. We only plaster inside. And the outside, we have a mud house. You know, it's not mud brick. It is mud house. In Elisha, mud house. It was mud. They used alabara. My mother said that was the strongest house. That's what they used to deceive us. You know why it is not? It's never straight. It's never straight. They don't use a plumb line or anything. That house is bent like this. Without plaster inside. But then I will tell everybody on my street that I meet. I say, no. I will still be the best in this street. That boy said, he said, if you don't make it, it's me an error. Because I will always say it. You are going to cry to God. Somebody be tired of this level. He said, when you are tired, you will break the yoke of your neck. Esau broke that yoke. When Esau met Jacob, Jacob began to bow down, my Lord. Seven times he said, my Lord. This land you will subdue it. This land you will own it. In this land you will be the head and not the tail. In this land you will lend to banks. Hear me. Your account may always show red. One day is coming that the board of the bank will call you. I said we cannot take decision without you. Because financial breakthrough is coming. Please, I'm not here this morning to make you laugh or anything. I am saying what I believe. I am saying what God is showing me. I was praying yesterday. God said healing will be like drinking water in our church. It will be like drinking water. Say with me, my Father, my Father. my Father, as I pray this morning, I am declaring it, Lord, I am tired of this level. I know this is not how I was made. I know this is not the level that you put me in. But even if this is a level, Lord, I am tired. Break the yoke of my neck. Break the yoke of limitation. Break the yoke of littleness. Break the yoke of delay. Break the yoke of denial. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. Break the yoke, Lord. Break the yoke, Lord. Every yoke of delay, every yoke of denial. Lord, I am better than this. I am bigger than this. Lord, every yoke of delay, every household enemy upon me, I break the yoke this morning. Every limitation, every gate of hell, I break it this morning. Break it this morning. Everything holding you down. Everything that is making you to be less than where you're supposed to be. Break it down this morning. No sea can hold your water anymore. No gate of hell can hold your breath anymore. Nothing will hold it anymore. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. Cry to God. Lord, I am tired of this. There's something better. There's something better. There's something better. Cry to God this morning. Cry to God. In Jesus' name we pray. You are going to pray, gate of the enemy be lifted up. Every gate the enemy erect at my breakthrough. Oh, you gate combo. In Psalm 27 verse 7, it said, lift up your head, oh ye gate, and be ye lifted, ye everlasting door. Lift up your head, oh ye gates. And be ye lifted, ye everlasting door, that the King of glory shall come in. And the devil opened his mouth to talk. The devil said, who are you? Give me verse 8. That is the gate talking. Verse 8. He said, who is this King of glory? That was the question. Who is this King of glory? How dare you say you want to pass? How dare you say the enemy should open the gate? When they close it against your parents, your mom just said, no, that's okay. When they close it against dad just said, that's okay. You need to cry to God this morning. You need to cry to God this morning. He said, lift up your head, oh ye gate. When the gate was shut against the children of Israel, and God was telling Abraham, he wanted Abraham to shout and said, no way. He said, your children will be in captivity for 700. Abraham said, that's okay. They will sort themselves out. When it comes to David, God told David, he said, I'm not going to do this punishment in your time. I will do it in your children's time. David said, is that what you want to do? Go ahead. You are going to cry. Not my head. Not my head. Can somebody be like the mother of John the Baptist? He said, not so. He said, you saw the father struggle until 97, 94 year old before he could impregnate me. You now want my son to carry go.
And you now want to call my son the name of his father to carry his trouble. Where they said the old street, where the street name children. Mama, I think people are wala to go to work for my local. Ah. But again, people on your street now say this is the name we give to your child. For what? Where did we start it? Even in church, when we call a child a name, the parents said we not even add it to the name they give. You are your own. The mother said, not so. He said, no, you can do whatever you want. Not so, my son will not carry it. You are going to cry to, I refuse to carry it. Orimiko. You are going to cry to God. Oh, ye gate of hell. Oh, ye gate of enemy that want to stop me. Lift up your head, oh, ye gate. Let me pass today. Let me have what belongs to me. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. Oh, ye gate, lift up your head. Let me pass. I want to take my own portion. Let me pass. Gate of the enemy, lift up your head. Let me pass. I want to take my own portion. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. All ye gate be lifted. Gate of the enemy be lifted. Every gate delay me be lifted. In Jesus' name we pray. In Isaiah 45 verse 1. It says something, you are going to pray. Oh, ye gatekeeper, die now. Evil gatekeeper. The Bible said, thus hear the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have holding to subdue nation before him. I will loose the loins of king to open before him two leaf gates, and the gate shall not be shut. Which means that gate was shut before. God is now saying, I will uphold him. You are going to pray. Any wickedness at my gate, any wicked gatekeeper locking my good inside. If you have ever cleared good in Nigeria, if you import anything good to Nigeria, if you don't know somebody, they don't do things normal. I sent good to Nigeria. It will land in 21 days. It will be there. They will not give it to you. They will start charging you demurrage. You didn't release the good. I'm coming every day to check for my good. You will say it has not come. Now you are giving me B for demurrage. Where does it come from? Do you know it's happening in the spirit realm? The Bible said the day Elijah prayed, he said, God said, I had, and I released. And he said, the prince of Persia. Who are the prince of Persia? Those are the gatekeeper of Persia. Persia is a city. So don't do the name. So it's like they said the prince of London. It's like you say immigration officers of London. Have you not seen somebody with correct visa get to it and they will not allow them to come in? It's like they use juju in that day too. When they ask you questions, why come out to Boroboro? Why you just be saying something that is not right? Exactly when you are not sure of yourself. They ask one of our mama, say, did you carry drugs? He said, yes. She carried her medication. Hey, did you carry your drugs? Mama, the English is like 10%. He said, yes. Everything, yes. Everything, yes. It's like when my mother-in-law was here, where the children begin to shout, ah, Sadi Kalo Pabi Wadi, the children will say, yes. The only two, because they know their grandmother doesn't understand English, the only two is either Benny, Rara, Benny, Rara. That's that Jesus. So the woman, they have trouble at life. Is that yeah, you need to go Pabi Wadi, Wadi Benny? Did your mother ask you to go and give? He said, yes. Hallelujah. He said, the Prince of Persia delayed. You are going to pray. Every evil gatekeeper that did not allow me to clear my good. For those of you who started with us, I'm picking my prayer from Joshua 18, no? Where he said, five people have had their portion. Remaining seven. He said, why are you slack? What are you waiting? Why did you sit down in Kawamola? That is Joshua 18, verse 3. Why are you slack? That is where I started from. So you are going to cry to God. Breakthrough is coming. Somebody will be here that will get multiple breakthroughs. It will be coming right, left, and center. It will just be flowing. In the name of Jesus, we are going to cry. I am ready, gatekeeper. I'm ready to clear my good. I'm ready to collect the glory of my children. I'm ready to collect the lifting of my children. My happiness cannot be withheld by you. My breakthrough cannot be withheld by you. My conflict cannot be withheld by you. My open your mouth, just begin to talk to God. I am ready. Oh, you evil gatekeeper. Oh, you wicked gatekeeper. You cannot stop my you cannot stop me from clearing my good. You cannot stop me carrying my good. You cannot stop my lifting. You cannot stop my acceleration. You cannot stop my lifting. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. He said, oh, Cyrus, the hand I'm holding to subdue every demonic gatekeeper at the door of my breakthrough, be removed by fire. Every demonic gatekeeper. Every demonic clearing and forwarding officer. Delaying the release of my good. Die by fire. Die by fire. Die by fire. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. In Jesus' name we pray. In Matthew 16:18. Jesus was talking, he said, thou art Peter, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gate of hell shall not prevail. You are going to pray. Every gate of hell around me, you will not prevail. Every gate of hell around my finances, you will not prevail. Every gate of hell around my children, you will not prevail. Every gate of hell around my family, you will not prevail. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. It's, and the gate of hell shall not prevail. Pray for yourself. Lord, I hold your word, oh God. No, the enemy will not prevail. The enemy will not prevail in my life. No enemy will prevail. The gate
of hell shall not prevail against my marriage. The gate of hell shall not prevail against my having children. The gate of hell shall not prevail against my children. The gate of hell shall not prevail against my grandchildren. The gate of hell shall not prevail against my prosperity. The gate of hell shall not prevail against Cornerstone Fountain Church. Lord, we pray your word today. Build your church. The gate of hell shall not prevail. The gate of hell shall not prevail on the life of individual. The gate of hell shall not prevail. 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 Pray for yourself. In Jesus' name we pray. Matthew 15, 13. I have 4 or 5 prayer points I need to pray with scripture. Matthew 15, 13. You are going to pray. But he answered and said, every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted shall be rooted up. Another version says, shall be uprooted. You are going to pray. My body become your body, Lord. Anything you have not planted. How many of you you don't go to work, but you are feeling tired? Body will just be paining you. You are not doing anything. No. Body will just be paining. My wife began to explain everything. It is cold. So are we not going to go out? And the pain hit your chest. That must be cold. It hit your leg. It is cold. It's like lying on his house. I don't go out. And it's true, nothing. And the doctor will call you the moment you hit 50, you become issues with the government. Come and do this test, come and do that test. They begin to look for what is not in your body. Anyway, if you run before you do your blood pressure, your blood pressure shoot up. They start giving you medication. You got some silly things. Some silly. But I want you to pray. The devil put something in our body that is not there. Up to the time Adam and Eve were chased out of the garden, they did not complain of headache. Okay? Jesus, we never read that Jesus was sick. Hallelujah. Neither was it recorded that Samuel was sick. I want us to cry to God. I'm going beyond sickness. So I'm not talking really about sickness. Anything God has not planted in my body. Whatever in me that is attracting negativity. Lord, uproot it by fire. One man wrote something. He said, He said, how will my artery be blocked? He said, they said the artery is now. He said, how will my artery be narrow? He said, I walk in a very hot conditions. The guy is in U.S. He said, I work in a factory that is extremely hot. He said, when I leave the factory, I hit the gym for 2 hours. He said, I've been doing that since I was 20-something. He said, I never smoke, I never take alcohol. Where will the artery be narrow? Listen, medically or anyway, analyze it. What will narrow yours? You are not Nigerian that eat oil. If Nigerian cook oil until the oil, when you are eating and the oil drip and stain your clothes, they have not cooked. Nigeria don't know how to use. Oyinbo will buy one olive oil bottle, 1 liter olive oil. They will use it for 2 months. It's still there. That same olive one bottle, we won't even buy olive oil. It's too small. We'll buy the vegetable. They will buy, we go for 50 liters.
So the 1 liter is that Oyibo use for 2 months is the one we use to cook once. Big pot. Let me ask you, women. No, be honest. We are praying, no, be honest, women. How many of you have finished all the soup you cooked before? How many of you? What went to the rest? You throw it away. Tomorrow you will still cook another one. Yeah, they know there are only two or three of them in the house. They will cook like they are cooking for party. They will portion it to the freezer and they will forget it in the freezer. When they remember, it will have expired. They throw it away. And as they are throwing it away, they are cooking another one. May heaven deliver all our women. Yeah. No, I'm just saying it. Church is also a learning area. Why must you fry oil? You want to fry 2 eggs. The oil must fool the old fry pan. You just need to sprinkle the oil into the fry pan. We need to train our women how to fry things. So they are just used to. So Oyibo, we just put a teaspoon of butter. It's enough to fry egg for the whole family. Where did I get here? But you see what the man said, okay, I know where I came from. The man said, where does my heart get narrow? I am active. I don't eat rubbish. I'm meeting healthy. The Bible says, while men slept, the enemy sowed tears. While men slept. Sleeping is not when you are snoring. Sleeping is when you are. When you just don't take care of what you need to take, when you don't take care of your business, when you just let go, when you don't, one night of idleness, one night of sleepover. When children do sleepover, I don't do that stupid thing. No. One night of idleness can create problem for the rest of one's life. Let's cry to God. Lord, anything the enemy has planted in my body, in my system, Lord, uproot it this morning. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. Pray for anything. Is it sickness? Is it debt? Whatever the enemy has planted in my body, oh God, uproot it by fire. Anything, I know this is not the way I was created. This is not the way I was wired. Whatever the enemy has put in my body, Lord, uproot it this morning. I'll put it this money. Anything that is not of God in my body, any sickness in my body, Lord, uproot it this money. Any debt in my finances, anything in my finances that may cause issues for me, Lord, uproot it this money. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Whatever is in my body, I'll put it this money. Anything that is not of God in my body, Lord, I'll put it this money. Liku ragadagade. Anything in my life that you, God, has not put there, Lord, I'll put it this money. Anything the enemy has wired into my body, Lord, uproot it this money. Anything in my finances that you, God, has not put there, Lord, uproot it this money. Uproot it this money. Pray for yourself.
In Jesus' name we pray. Somebody shout, evil hand, wither. Evil hand, be cut off in the name of Jesus.
I think in Psalm 37, 17. Give me 37, 17. Evil hand will be cut off in your life today. For the arm of the wicked shall be broken. It said, for the hands of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. You are going to, every evil hand in my life be cut off right now. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. Every evil hand in my life be cut off, be cut off. Every evil hand around me in my life, in my finances, be cut off right now. Every evil hand in my marriage, every evil hand in my finances, every evil hand in my health, be cut off, be cut off, be cut off, be cut off. Every evil hand, every wicked hand, be cut off. In Jesus' name we pray.
You are going to pray.
Power opposing my elevation, be scattered. In fact, children, you need to pray more of this. Listen, if the enemy make you to fail GCSE, some route to elevation has been cut. You begin to now look for A-level. They are not telling you the course that is available, not the course you wanted. That's the first step. If you now fail A level, you didn't fail it that they will call you failure. But you didn't pass it that people will celebrate. You miss your university. For those who school here, then you start going through clearance. You will call this university. This is what I have. Are you taking dumb people like me? They will now say, we consider you are going through clearing. What means some people, you do the course you don't like. Imagine when somebody did a course you don't like. When you graduate, what will happen? You know you are not happy. It's different from we in Nigeria when your parents will say you must do medicine and you don't want to be an engineer. And then you do the medicine. I say, Mom, I've done your medicine for you. Take your medicine. It's different. But this is the one where you are the one. We are going to cry to God. Give me Psalm 68, verse 1. Every hand opposing my elevation be broken. He said, let God arise. Let his enemy be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. So those that hate you will flee today. Because you are the image of God. Anyone that hate you will flee for you today in the name of Jesus. Let's rise on our feet to pray. I know we are getting tired. We have 15 minutes. And we are going to just pray 15 minutes. We are going to pray. Say with me, my Father, my Father. My Father, my Father. Every power opposing my elevation. Every power opposing my stability, every power opposing my joy, scatter right now, open your mouth, pray for yourself, pray for yourself, pray for yourself, let them scatter, every power opposing your elevation, every power opposing you being set up, let it scatter, let it scatter, let it scatter, let it scatter. Libre de gede gede gede. I bako shole gede gede. Ibre de gede. Let it scatter. Pray for yourself. Let it scatter.
Every gate against my elevation, every power against my elevation, every power against my promotion, let it scatter, let it scatter. Whatever will affect my tomorrow, let it scatter right now. Pray for yourself, pray for yourself. Every power of hell that will oppose my tomorrow, let it scatter, let it scatter, let it scatter, let it scatter. With just that 15 minutes of prayer, let it scatter. I break it, degede. I blada godo. I bolo godo godo. I break degede. Baratoko shoteke tekete. Let it scatter, let it scatter, let it scatter. Let it scatter. Every power of the enemy. Let it scatter. Mbakako kakako koke tekete. Let it scatter. Let it scatter, let it scatter, let it scatter. Let it scatter, let it scatter, let it scatter. Let it scatter, let it scatter. Let it scatter, let it scatter. Malade de 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 de. He bled de de. He bled de 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 de. He broke a sugar. Maro do 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 do. He bled de de de. He balada da. Every power of the enemy. Let it scatter, let it scatter. Let it scatter. Wherever it's coming from. Let it scatter, 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 let it scatter. Let every enemy flee before me. Let them flee before me. In Jesus' name we pray. The Bible says a man's foe will be people of his own household. In Matthew 10:36, it said the main enemy of a man is from your household. You are going to pray every household enemy. A man's foe shall be dead of his whole household. Hallelujah. What will somebody who doesn't know me do with me? No, I understand the racist people who saw you because you are white, you are black. It's because they see yourself. If they don't see you, they are already in your neighborhood. You are going to pray. Every house, every attack I'm getting from my household. Somebody, you need to pray this prayer seriously. A brother has his junior brother for money. He said, bro, I need some money. And that one said, things are a bit tight now. And actually, things were tight for the young man. He said, but the little I have, I will send to you. And he sent him 50,000 naira. And immediately he got the money, he called him back. He said, you only sent me 25 pounds. He said, you only sent me 25 pounds. And you said you are in London. What is the usefulness of you being in London? You better start packing your load. Because you are joining us. And the guy became afraid. And I said, you don't need to be afraid. He wants you in Nigeria. Ask God to take him up. I said, ask God to take him up. Let him go down 6 foot below. And let him end it. I said, you can pray. God can answer. He's praying to one God. You pray to your own God. The Bible says, it's in Exodus something. It says, suffer a witch not to leave. Anybody that manipulates situation, they don't need to fly. So far, they manipulate situation against you. They are witchcraft. Somebody gathering people against you to lie against you, it is witchcraft. Manipulation. Somebody just, I've seen it in church. I'm not saying outside church. Somebody will wake up, start a story against somebody. And just spread. And I let the person they are talking about have some character that go in line with the story. Everybody will just believe. Somebody came to me and said, you have to tell this sister to leave church. If he doesn't leave church, I will not come. I said, okay, bye-bye. God see you. Bless you. I can't tell anybody not to come. The house is not mine. It's his father. It's all our father's house. How will I tell my senior sister not to come home?
I'll tell my brother, no, don't come to this house again. No. Our father's house, in my own house, I can say, don't come. If I'm struggling to tell my children, go and rent house outside, you don't hold. Go. It's their father's house. You are going to cry to God. Any enemy of my life in my own household, anyone who knows about me, anyone who has eaten of my money, of my sweat, that is fighting me, oh God, my father, scatter their life. Open your mouth and pray for yourself. Anyone have been a blessing to, who suddenly turned himself to be an enemy, who suddenly turned himself to oppose me, anyone in my household that has turned me to be an enemy, oh God, scatter them. Pray for yourself. Anyone in my household that is opposing my growth, opposing my elevation, opposing this church to grow, anyone in this church family that is opposing the growth of the church, Lord, scatter their life. Scatter their life. Pray for yourself. Scatter their life, Lord. Everyone opposing my growth, opposing my settlement, opposing my joy, scatter their life. Every enemy of Cornerstone, Lord, scatter their life. Scatter their life, Lord. Scatter their life, Lord. Scatter. In Jesus' name we pray. Sit down, everybody. Just look for a seat to sit. We are going to use this prayer to pray, and we rise to pray it. Just get a seat. You will rise to pray. Hallelujah. I'm not doing gym. I'm just saying. In Isaiah 60, verse 1. He said, arise and shine, for your light has come. Arise, shine, for the light is come, and the glory of the Lord is here. This is how you will pray it. You say, Lord, I am arising. When you want to start, I'm arising. Let your glory arise in my life. What is the glory of God? The glory of God is everything you are looking for. What gives joy is when you are happy. He said, I will enter his court with praise, with thanksgiving. When you can say, when you wake up in the morning and you have something to say, thank you, Jesus. Eh? When you look at the bundle of joy around you and say, Lord, my chain. So you can still do this thing for me, Lord. Imagine a girl that never thought he would get married and somebody proposed, and it's not just ordinary boy, boy. It's a loaded person. He will wake up in the middle of the night, he will look at that ring, and will dance in his bedroom. Thank you, my daughter. He will dance. You are going to say, I am arising. Because I'm going to shine, and the glory of the Lord is going to rise upon me. What glory represents, I will begin to have it. My children will begin to do well. I will begin to do well. My business will do well. My life will begin to progress. I want you to do that. And you, as you say with me, my father, as I pray this morning, I arise
and I am shining. The glory of the Lord is upon my life. Begin to declare it. Declare it upon your life. Declare the glory, what the glory represents. Declare it upon your life. New job, new money, new career, family increase, marriage, your children doing well, your children excelling. Begin to talk about it. Begin to declare to God, I am rising. The glory of the Lord is rising upon me. The glory of the Lord is rising upon me. I have arise. I am arising. The glory of the Lord is upon my life. Talk to God this morning. Success is my portion. Breakthrough is my portion. Lifting is my portion. Elevation is my portion. I am making it. I am making it. Begin to declare to God. Talk to God. I am an overcomer. I will overcome this sickness. I will overcome this poverty. I will overcome this delay. I will overcome this denial. Declare it to God. Talk to him. I am arising with you, Lord. Ligedegede. Badokotogede. Nothing will stop me anymore. Nothing will delay me anymore. Nothing will delay me. It will come easy for me. It will be done in an easy way. It will come easy for me. It will be done in an easy way. Talk to God. Talk to God, talk to God. I am standing in you, oh God. Your glory is over my head. Your glory is over my life. I am shining. From today I will shine, I will shine, I will shine, shine, shine. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. I am led to pray for people. If you have any sickness on your body, just lay hands on it. Just let your hands be upon that sickness as I pray. Lord, with faith in your word, with strong faith in your word, that said, none of this sickness will be among you. I am activating your word in this house this morning. Every sickness, every infirmities, every sickness, every infirmities from the pit of hell, whatever source they come into the life of your children, the Bible says, and this is the daughter of Abraham, which means this should not be happening to her. Lord, even now, I declare by faith that you will be made all right now in the name of Jesus. Amen. By faith, I release healing to that body right now in the name of Jesus. That part of your life where you are experiencing pain, that part of your body that is not making things to function properly, Lord, I release your word. I release your word. I release your word. The Bible says, at the valley of dry bone, you ask, can this bone live? He said, only thou know it. Lord, we know you can heal. Because your word says, is there no balm in Gilead? And we are declaring there's balm in Gilead.
There is healing by faith in this house this morning. Lord, heal your children right now in the name of Jesus. Let this healing be permanent. Let it be instantaneous. Let somebody get a complete relief in their body right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Lord, we say thank you. Lord, we say thank you. Lord, we say thank you. Every prayer your children have prayed today, Lord, perfect it in their life. They've already risen. They will be shining from today in the name of Jesus. Your glory will begin to speak in their life. Your majesty will begin to speak in their life. Favor is food for your children. Give them favor. Give them favor. Give them favor. Lord, the remaining days of this month, let something happen. Let something transform. And let them know you are a true God. Thank you, mighty Father. We worship you, adore you. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Let's put our hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah.